This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Juan J. Jackson. Date of birth, March the 5th, 1958. Case ID number is 631-0409. Date of exam, July the 25th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from vision questionnaire dated 6/13/2023 and McAllen Heart Hospital dated 3/27/2020. Identifying information. This is a 65-year-old single male with four children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of right eye blindness secondary to injury, bilateral hip pain, and heart murmur. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in March of 2022, where he worked as a roofer for 47 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives with his sister in a house and is receiving Social Security benefits from SSI. Allegations, number one, right eye blindness secondary to traumatic injury. Number two, bilateral hip pain. And number three, heart murmur. History of allegations, number one, right eye blindness. The claimant states that when he was 4 months old, his sister had carried him outside, and they went by a tree with thorns, and he sustained right eye trauma from a branch. The claimant states that it was a mesquite branch that scratched his eye. They took him to a physician, and he states that it wasn't properly treated, and he developed scarring of his right eye. And no surgery was able to correct his condition. The claimant denies being nearsighted, comma, having glaucoma, comma, having diabetes mellitus, comma, but does have a history of hypertension and trauma to the right eye. His main problem is right eye blindness. He does not wear glasses at this time. He states that his night vision as well as his peripheral vision, especially on the right side, is poor. Snellen vision. OD, complete blindness of the right eye. OS, 20 over 100. Pinhole is 20 over 70. The claimant does have decreased vision in his left eye, and he does not wear glasses at this time. The claimant did drive himself to this office visit, and at the present time, there are no surgeries pending for his condition. Allegation number two, bilateral hip pain. The claimant states that in 2013, he started to develop bilateral hip pain secondary to possible osteoarthritis. He denies getting any x-rays, comma, fractures, comma, surgeries, comma, or any injections for his condition. His symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels daily. He states it's a cramping pain that he feels. His limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 15 minutes, comma, climb one flight of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes, and lift approximately 70 pounds above his head. His physician is Dr. Kashmia Masani. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time. He is presently on no medications, and he states that he does physical activity of walking in the park. His daily activities include watching TV, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, occasionally cooking, comma, doing the laundry, and he walks in the park. He was diagnosed with bilateral hip pain secondary to osteoarthritis. Allegation number three, heart murmur. The claimant states that in 1972, he started to develop problems with a heart murmur. He presented himself to the emergency room in 2020 at McAllen Heart Hospital and was told that he had a old left periventricular infarct of his heart, which was diagnosed by a CT scan of the heart. No surgeries have been performed. He denies any kind of chest pain at this time and does not get tired with exertion. He denies any problems with any kind of food intake. He is presently on no medications at this time and states that he occasionally has nausea and dizziness, but denies any symptoms of shortness of breath, palpitations, comma, diaphoresis, comma, or vomiting. His risk factors include hypertension, comma, and a history of smoking. He also has a history of cocaine and marijuana abuse. The claimant denies diabetes mellitus, comma, or positive family history of heart disease. He states that he does not have a high cholesterol. The claimant also denies history of peptic ulcer disease, comma, gastritis, comma, hiatal hernia, comma, biliary disease, comma, pancreatitis, comma, esophagitis, comma, pulmonary emboli or costochondritis. The claimant denies any history of shortness of breath or pedal edema. He does sleep with two pillows at night. He was diagnosed with a left-sided periventricular infarct, which is old, and history of malignant hypertension. His blood pressure at this visit was 194 over 111 mmHg. The claimant was told to follow up with his physician for a reevaluation of his hypertension. He is presently not taking any medications. Family history. The father died at the age of 89 from lung cancer. Mother died at the age of 98 from old age. Medications, none. Medical problems. History of malignant hypertension. History of decreased balance, vertigo, dizziness. History of right eye blindness secondary to trauma. History of cocaine abuse and marijuana abuse in the past. And osteoarthritis of both hips. Major surgeries, none. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking one half pack of cigarettes per day for 50 years. Alcohol, the claimant states that he drank heavily for 3 years, 6 beers per day. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant has a history of using marijuana and cocaine. He denies the use of crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. The last time he used cocaine was July the 20th, 2023, which was 5 days ago. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.6 Fahrenheit. Weight, 160 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 11 and 1/4 inch, BP 194 over 111 mmHg, respiration, 18 respirations per minute, heart rate is 62 beats per minute, BMI is 22. General. This is a 65-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T. The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head, no scleroderma was noted or conjunctiva petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal for the left side and grossly abnormal for the right, where he has scarring of the eye and is unable to see. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant has very poor dentition and has rotten teeth. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were not equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal for the right side and moderately abnormal for the left. Confrontational visual fields was grossly abnormal for the right side and normal for the left. Snellen vision, OD, the claimant is completely blind in his right eye. OS, uncorrected, is 20/100. Pinhole is 20/70. The claimant does not wear glasses, so his vision is 20/70 with his left eye. He did drive to the office visit. Could you please drop down to after neurological on the last page? X-rays of the right and left hip, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. His right eye, where he has right eye blindness. He's able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is no more grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitation. The claimant does have limitations in his visual fields and his visual acuity, especially on the right eye, where he is completely blind. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to malignant hypertension and right eye blindness. Probable diagnoses. Number one, right eye blindness, secondary to an injury when he was 4 months old. Dash, confirmed with physical examination. The claimant has vision in his left eye, which was 20/70, and he does not wear glasses at this time. Allegation number two, bilateral hip pain, dash normal physical exam. Number three, heart murmur, secondary, not confirmed with physical examination. The claimant does have a history of a old left periventricular infarct, which appears to be stable at this time, but he also has a history of malignant hypertension. His blood pressure was 194/111 mmHg, and he is not taking any medications. He appears to be a poorly compliant patient. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Juan J. Jackson.